Diary, February, 1889. February 1st to 25th, 1889. Early Friday morning before day, we took our breakfast and were taken to the cars, which were to take us to Syracuse. Arrived in Syracuse some hours before the Sabbath. Our party was separated. Willie was entertained in another house. Part of the family were Sabbath keepers, and part were not in the faith. We were treated well, indeed. Syracuse, New York. Sabbath. Spoke in the afternoon. Brother Lane spoke in forenoon. After speaking, we had an excellent social meeting. The Lord gave me freedom in speaking, and many excellent testimonies were born. It was a good meeting. In the evening, we had a long season of counseling together in regard to the best way to prosecute the work. This was a profitable period, and we hope that it will result in much good. Syracuse, New York. Brother Lane talked in the morning. I spoke at 4 o'clock in afternoon. We learned, as I was about to enter the meeting, that there was no train leaving Syracuse at 7 o'clock, as we supposed. Unless we left at about 5, we could not go until next morning. The meeting rooms were crowded as full as possible. There was scarcely standing room. I spoke about 40 minutes, then urged my way from the house with my bonnet and cloak in my hand. We soon had our things together and were taken in a hack to the depot just in time to get baggage checked and seated in the cars. We reached Battle Creek about 2 o'clock Monday. Battle Creek, Michigan. Spoke to the large congregation from 1 Peter 3, verse 12. It made a deep impression on my mind, as I saw from 15 to 20 hundred assembled in the house of worship, all judgment bound, all to render an account to God around the great white throne. The Lord gave me special freedom, for which I praise His holy name. I walked to the meeting again in the afternoon and talked a short time twice. We had a good meeting. Battle Creek. Had many letters to write. Was visited by Professor Prescott. We had interesting conversation upon the religious interest in the school. We were glad to see Brother and Sister Olson at breakfast. He is better since his wife has come. Called on Emma White. She does not look well. Had interviews with several today. Talked to patients in evening, and my words were well received. Several thanked me for the good words spoken and begged me to speak to them again. I think it is the best class of patients I have yet addressed at the sanitarium. Left for Hillsdale. We had to wait in depot above 2 hours. Brother Sisley accompanied Emma and me. At the depot, we were met by Brother Alleny, who took us to his house. I was pleased to find so pleasant a family. They have a good home, well managed. Hillsdale, Michigan. I spoke to the company assembled with much freedom, but I had a troublesome tooth which kept me awake most of the night. Hillsdale. Sent for a dentist who pulled the tooth. I cannot be tormented with a troublesome tooth when I have a message to give to the people, but I must, I suppose, feel the effects of the suffering my nerves have endured. I spoke to the people Sabbath, with the blessing of the Lord resting upon me. The congregation were deeply affected. There was a Universalist minister present who listened with deepest interest. There were deacons of other churches present. All seemed to listen with great interest. We had a social meeting, and many good testimonies were born. Confessions were made, and so many said their hungry souls were fed with the bread of life. Brother Miller talked in the evening. His discourse, they said, was excellent. Hillsdale. There was a business meeting in forenoon and discourse from Brother Miller. In the afternoon, I again spoke to the people. The Lord blessed me, and the house was crowded. Many of other churches were in. Nearly the whole body of the house was occupied by those not of our faith. Some of the leading men and women of the churches came to the platform and spoke to me with much feeling, saying how pleased they were to listen to the words spoken. I thank God that a favorable impression is left on minds. If the seeds of truth sown will only spring up and bear fruit, I will rejoice. Rain has removed the snow so that the sleighing is gone. Hillsdale. I was persuaded to remain till Monday afternoon and speak to the people in the forenoon. I called on an aged sister, 93 years old. She had kept the Sabbath alone in the family for about 30 years. I had a very pleasant conversation with her. She is a sweet, comely, aged daughter of Abraham. I prayed with her. She is not hard of hearing. Says she heard every word and should never forget that prayer.
Attended the social meeting. Spoke about 20 minutes upon faith. Then took the stand and talked 1 hour. Closed the meeting, but it was a good meeting. There were many outsiders in. There was a very rich lady in the meeting. Oh, that some word may produce fruit to the glory of God. We stepped on board the train for Battle Creek. Arrived at Battle Creek about 6 o'clock. It was a very blustering day. Battle Creek, Michigan. I was much exhausted and very weary. Could not write and could not find much rest. I was glad to be at home. I find preparations being made to move from hospital to the Miller House. I had several callers and my head was almost too weary to give counsel. Battle Creek. Took up my abode in Miller Cottage. I feel reluctant to give up my good room, for it has been a pleasant home for me and very comfortable. But we have rooms nicely fitted up, and I am well satisfied. Emma White lives in the same house. They have 3 rooms, but somehow I am all broken up. Battle Creek. I am able to attend to some writing. Can't get ready to go to Indiana today. I must go, however, early in the morning. Had teeth attended to today. I was solicited to talk to the Minister's Institute. Brother Jones is absent. I did so, and all seemed pleased with the subject brought before them, which was the necessity of laboring in the churches and educating all to do something, to bear some part. At 7, we took the hack for Indianapolis. We were assured that the freight train would connect with the train leaving South Bend, Indiana, but it did not. So we were until 1 o'clock getting to Granger and learned by telegraph the train had gone on its way from South Bend. This was a disappointment, for we could not possibly get through before 10:30 p.m. We took dinner in depot. Edson White accompanied Sarah McEnterfer and me. Brother Henry came at 4:30 and worked to secure us half fare. He succeeded in getting off 1/4, which was a saving of near $10 on our 3 tickets. We were very weary when we arrived at Indianapolis. We took the streetcar for the mission, 2 miles from depot. Brethren were waiting for us at depot. We did not get to our church till 12:30 p.m. Indianapolis, Indiana. I spoke with much freedom Sabbath forenoon. The people seemed to be hungering and thirsting for the bread and water of salvation. The Lord gave me much of His Holy Spirit. I was very free in the Lord. Hearts were touched, for the Spirit of the Lord rested upon the people. We had a very excellent social meeting, which lasted until after sundown. This was indeed a good day for this church. Confessions were made by some, very humiliating to the soul, but essential for them that the fruits might appear unto righteousness. Indianapolis. Spoke at 10:30 for 2 hours, with the power of God resting upon me in large measure. I also spoke in early morning meeting about 30 minutes. I was then requested to speak in afternoon, for some were coming in from quite a distance to hear me. I spoke about 45 or 50 minutes. I feel quite weary, but the people seem to be starving for the bread of life, and I know not how to withhold it. Brother Jones has just come from Washington to fill an appointment made for him in this place in a large, expensive hall,
$20 for one evening. Jones spoke in the hired hall upon the religious amendment question. Had a good hearing. Indianapolis. Attended early morning meeting and occupied about 1 hour's time. Spoke again at 10:30 and again about 1 hour in the afternoon. We left Indianapolis, Brother Henry, Edson, Sarah McEnterfer, and myself, for Battle Creek. Arrived home about 9:00.